praises to our amazing God.
Joyful and triumphant.
morning. Is anybody feeling a little limited out there this morning like I am? Yeah, with all the restrictions and restaurants closed down and the Christmas parties that we won't attend and family gatherings that may be very limited in terms of previous occasions. And it's just it's a tough time, but I was just thinking there's no limit of the Holy Spirit, and there's no limitations on our ability to praise Him. We just have to have the one to. And let's do that this morning. God, we come before you, and it can be a very sad and lonely time, especially for those that are shut in and can't have visitors and loved ones. We pray that you would use us in any way that we can be used to reach out to those that are lonely in this season. And we're just grateful for the opportunity to praise you and thank you this morning. Be with us, Holy Spirit, as we continue to worship.
Yeah. good and you are love, Lord. We thank you, God, for sending your Son to this earth, Lord, while we were yet sinners, God, while we did nothing to deserve your grace and your mercy, Lord. You gave it to us anyways. And so this Christmas season, Lord, we just ask that you would give us an awe and a wonder just of your presence, Lord, same way as those wise men who humbled themselves before a baby and offered their gold and their myrrh and their frankincense, Lord, that we would humble ourselves before you and just offer our entire lives to you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you so much for the ways in which you love us. And again, God, we just ask that you would give us an awe and wonder at who you are and what you have done this morning and this Christmas season. Amen.
Loves like a hurricane. Father, we do thank you for how you love us. We thank you for demonstrating your love for us as we reflect upon the birth of Jesus and prepare to celebrate it in fullness. The fact that you, Father, sent your Son Jesus into this world, that while we were yet sinners, you sent him so that he might die for us. Thank you for your love. And I pray, Father, for fresh encounters with your love. I pray that your love would not just be something that we know about, but that it would be something that we experience in a tangible, life-transforming way. Father, I pray that you would teach us how to receive your love, especially at Christmas as we give and we receive gifts. I pray, Father, that this would be a season and a time in which we would learn to receive from you your perfect love in a way that we've never received it before. So, Father, teach us how to receive your love. Teach us this morning, Father, about the ways in which you redeem us. Lead us into your truth, I pray. Holy Spirit, come. Even as you are here, we surrender to you to lead us into truth. Open the eyes of our hearts. Open the ears, our ears spiritually, that we might see and hear and receive and understand and be changed. Father, I pray that you would encourage us through your word this morning. In Jesus' name.